This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Is it safe to say we've all recovered from Ladies' Day and the Grand National Weekend? Well, we're back with another podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Leanne Campbell. Of course, this is Ladies of Liverpool in conjunction with Tumbletown in Norris Green. If you haven't been or checked out all the events that are going on, why haven't you? Go and find them. Tumbletown on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram as well. We've got loads of events coming up for Easter, so make sure your kids are booked in for a brilliant little day. Now, this week's podcast, I'm going to be speaking to the lovely Linda Lusardi. Of course, made it famous from the Page 3 photographs that we all remember from back in the day, but went on to do amazing things on TV, in theatre, and to marry a lad that we all love, Sam Kane. Do you remember him from Brookie? She married a Scouser, created a lovely life for themselves, had a couple of kids, one of which is in panto with her at the St. Helens Theatre Royal. It's Lucy Kane. You might know from The Voice. She's going to tell us all about the time she insulted Tom Jones, and you can get your hands on a family pass to go and watch The Wizard of Oz yourself. So if you want a family pass all for free, you just need to find Ladies of Liverpool on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow, get involved in the like and share competition, but you only have up until 6 p.m. this evening. So find Ladies of Liverpool on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow and enjoy this week's podcast with the absolutely gorgeous, lovable Linda Lusardi.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Girls, how does it feel being in Liverpool at the moment?
Oh, feels like coming home for me. I've spent a lot of time here. Obviously, married a Scouser.
You did. You married one of ours, didn't you, Linda? Tell us all about Sam. How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing all right, really. He was going on the ships a lot doing cabaret, sort of singing and doing his act, but he'd had enough of being away. So he's now an agent and he does a few shows a year and produces and directs and he's in them.
So we remember him in Brookside, playing the hairdresser in Brookside.
Yeah.
Everybody adored Sam Kane. He was just amazing.
And then he's a bit of a hunk, isn't he?
He's gorgeous. Yeah. Always expect no less marrying someone like you. Linda, tell me, because I've just got like a little bit of a feel of what happens when you mention the name Linda Lusardi amongst men. So I'm walking around our studios. I said, I've got Linda Lusardi coming in now. Jaws go to the floor. Men of all ages, the young, well,
I don't know about the young, but most of my fans are over 50 now.
No, tell me now, because you don't look much different than you always did. Being the glamorous glamour model that you were, have times changed for you? Or are you still getting this same reaction from men who just want to kiss the ground you walk on?
I don't know about kiss the ground I walk on, but no, I am still very quite. I'm quite surprised at the reaction I get sometimes, I must admit.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously at home where I live, I'm, you know, my local supermarket, they're all used to seeing me, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But when we arrived here, I was looking for somewhere to park, and the bus station next door, they've got a bit of parking there, and I went in, I said, oh, is there any chance I could put my car here? They're going, oh my God, it's Linda Lusardi. So every morning when I park my car now, I do a full PA with selfies with every bus driver in Liverpool.
I'm the official photographer.
Yeah, Lucy's the official photographer.
Well, Lucy, you're a bit of a celeb in your own right. You did The Voice.
I did,
Tell me about The Voice.
It was the most amazing experience, but the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. life. Mm-hmm. Seeing the backs of those red chairs, you just have no idea how daunting it's going to be. Yeah. And then they left it till the very last second to turn around. So I'd spent my whole song convinced that, right, that was it. I'm going to walk off to the sound of my own footsteps. Yeah. But to get the turn, it was amazing.
And to be on Team Tom, I mean, it's amazing.
He's a legend. I mean, on stage, I made an absolute fool of myself. Tom was
It was funny.
He was like, oh, so do your family perform? And I was like, yeah, my dad's actually a singer. He's always sounded a bit like Tom Jones. And yeah. That's why it was part of the excitement for him to have turned. And I went, yeah, he sounds just like you. He went, oh, does he look like me as well? I was like, well, he's got the same shaped head. That's not something you say to his face, is it?
You sound like me. I'm forever speaking and then wishing that I hadn't said anything at all.
It just falls out.
But that's part of your charm. I imagine you just being so honest and genuine, because in this industry, it's hard to find many people who will, step on stage without being fully trained in what they're going to say.
Oh, you broke down into tears turned.
Okay, I didn't finish the song because I was crying because they turned, and then went on to say the Tom Jones comment, same head as
what,
my dad.
What were you singing, Lucy, at the time?
I sang Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, but completely missed the end because of the turn.
So your dad must be proud because, of course, he's an amazing singer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So let's go back then to how you met Sam. So obviously, where are you from, Linda?
I was born in North London, mm-hmm. but I'd been doing pantos and stage shows and things since I finished Page Three, really, in 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I got this pantomime in Darlington. And the previous years, I think because I'm only 5'4",
yeah.
but every prince I'd seemed to have in panto was about 5'3". So I got into the rehearsal room and they said, oh, this is Sam Kane. He's playing the prince. And he stood up and he just kept going. I was going, oh, my goodness, you're so tall.
How tall is he?
He's 6'4".
He's massive.
And I went, oh, my goodness, I've got a big prince this year. And I gave him a big hug. And we just became great, great friends because, I mean, I was married at the time and his girlfriend was actually in the show.
Oh, right.
So we were really, really good friends. He was the prince and I was Snow White. But there was a little bit of magic there, I think, for both of us. We had to do the kiss on stage, and we were both sort of shy about it and everything else. But after that, I think
did the kiss start getting longer?
No, but it was actually, I think it's because I was playing the part. The director said, I don't want like a stage kiss, I want a proper snog. And I think he said, I'm going to snog the face off you tonight or something. And I said, well, you haven't yet. And he went for it. And I thought, oh, no, I really like
it. And you got all the feels.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
And my marriage had been on the rocks a long time anyway. But we became friends and kept in touch. And then he read in the newspaper that I'd left my husband. Mm. And he'd consequently broken up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I think I came to Llandudno in... Happy as a Sandbag, which is a musical, and he came because it's not far from Liverpool. Yeah. He came down to see me and watch the show, and that was it, really.
So, did he ask you out that night?
He said, "Oh, I'm going to come back tomorrow." And we just spent so much time together. And then he came down to London, and then we just started dating.
Look at Lucy's smiley face listening to this.
I know, they've just had their 20th wedding anniversary, and they are the absolute goal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their love for each other is still so strong. Aww. It's so lovely.
Nice. And there's not just you, Lucy. So you've got brothers and sisters.
Yeah, we've got she's got a younger brother who's 19, Jack.
Does he sing or act?
No, he does everything, but he's just doing so well. He did an episode of Holby City, and then he's done loads of little bits. And then last year, he got the lead in the Universal Pictures playing, I don't know what the character name is, but he's the boy in the new Dragonheart film.
Wow.
And the film's literally just about him and his dragon and his journey.
So he's just come back from, Romania. I was going to say Bulgaria. Romania, where he was filming that. And he's done something
else
in between.
He went on to do another film in Italy.
Yeah.
And then he's got a role in a film that's just about to start. So he's
Which
he's
is
doing
massive,
so
but
well.
It's...
he must be so proud.
Got a fake title at the moment because they're not releasing even what the film is.
Oh, right. So it's big.
Yeah.
So it's going to be big. Yeah. So who do we look out for then? Jack Kane?
Jack Kane, yes.
You're here to hear first. Yeah.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Now, you're here for a reason. You haven't moved back to Sam's hometown.
No.
You are here to do panto. Easter panto.
Easter panto, first time for me.
And me, is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know they existed, to be honest.
They are huge around these parts. So we have loads of Easter pantos on. Every theatre seems to put one on. So yours is St. Helens Theatre Royal.
Theatre Royal, Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. And you're playing both good and evil.
Yes, I'm Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
And I'm Glinda the Good Witch.
How's that going to work out? Mum and daughter battling it out every day on stage.
We did it at Christmas. She was...
I was Snow White and you were Wicked Queen.
I was Wicked Queen, so I got to hit her and everything at Christmas.
She just shouts at me all Christmas.
Do you take on stage, like, you know, when she's left her straighteners on, when she's, you know, left her plates in her bedroom? Do you take on stage that anger?
Well, do you know what? I've never had to tell her off.
Really?
She's a model child. I can't believe it. People say, oh, how old is she? I say, oh, she's 13, 14. They go, oh, terrible age. I don't know. Am I going to have it later? Because she skipped it. Because she's never given me. We're the best friends.
We've literally never rowed ever.
No.
We can spend endless amounts of time together and not get on each other's nerves.
No. I mean, we're sharing a twin room in a hotel and... not a problem. Oh, we are the same person.
Gorgeous. You do sound like me and my mum. We're exactly the same. My sister, I think she had all that with my sister, my older sister. And when it got to me, I was like worn out watching my sister. So I never really stepped outside the boundaries. We've been close. So panto for you too. You've done it before at Christmas. Here you are at Easter time. What's your schedule? Like, do you have time out away from each other? Or... like you say, you're best mates, so you just thrive off.
We're stuck like glue.
Being with each other?
Because we've only got one car here as well. So even if I'm not being used in rehearsals, I have to wait for her or she has to wait for me. So we're never apart.
So
but it's great. Because I'm going to lose her to a man probably at one point. And she'll move out and then I'll just be desperately depressed and upset.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what they say? What is it? A son's a son till he finds a wife, but a daughter's your daughter all your life. And I imagine you two are going to be thick as thieves forever.
Definitely.
When it comes to panto then, Linda, you must have some amazing memories of doing panto back
My first panto I did with Norman Wisdom.
Wow.
I know.
Where was that?
That was at Dartford.
And what panto was it?
I think it was Cinderella and he was Buttons and he was just so naughty.
Mm-hmm.
He used to try, you know, he had this fishing song and he'd always... go to catch a fish, but always on purpose get the line round my neck. And he was just awful. And then I'd be asleep on the table before the ball or something. I can't remember why I was asleep on the table, but he'd come round and he'd be singing I'm a Fool and he'd be tickling me on one side. And, you know, it was just really naughty. But
is he your favourite person to work with, do you think, when you look back?
Oh, no, there's been so many. Mm-hmm. But he was difficult, but he was funny. But... you know, he was 75 then.
Gosh, you don't hear that anymore, do you?
No.
With the big stars. They just worked and worked and worked until.
But I always find with those old comics that stage is their life and they don't have any life outside of it. Whereas, you know, for me and a lot of people I work with, it is a job and you have your life outside of it. But some of these really devoted old comics, it was all they had.
Yeah.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
There are jobs that you just love more than most. There are roles that you must love playing more than others. Linda, what's been your favourite role so far?
I think probably playing Eliza Doolittle in Pygmalion.
Oh, dream job.
It was because it was early on in my career and it was at the Malvern Festival where Bernard Shaw was born. So it was a big deal, and the opening night was all black tie and everything. And
pressure.
No, but the council didn't want me to do it. They said they didn't want a paid tree girl to be playing Eliza Doolittle in their Malvern Festival. And so I had to go and sit with the councillors so that they could see that I could actually string a sentence together and that I wasn't this awful, promiscuous girl that was coming to their prestigious festival. And one councillor said, well, if she plays Eliza Doolittle, I'm resigning. So anyway, so I went for this tea with them all. And I'm quite a presentable person, I think.
Yeah, none off.
And most of them, all of them said, fine, if she can, you know, as long as she can do the job, that's great.
Yeah.
So they went ahead and he had to resign.
Yeah, he did resign.
Yeah,
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true.
Oh, do you find you've had to overcome people's perceptions of you since doing Glamour Model, or do you look back at the Glamour Model and think that actually enabled me to break down doors and do other things?
It's a little bit of both because obviously I think if I wanted to be a hairdresser when I left school, and if I'd gone on with that, well, then I wouldn't have had all the wonderful things that have happened to me. So if I hadn't done pageantry, I probably wouldn't be on stage. But I have had to fight against it.
Yeah.
Because they just assume that I can't act or I can't sing or I can't dance or I can't do anything, you know.
But you've had plenty of opportunities to prove everybody.
Well, I've had a whole second career, you know. I've been doing stage work and TV and stuff for 30 years.
TV roles then? What's been the one role maybe you think, I could have done that for the rest of my life?
I loved doing Emmerdale. Yeah. I did love doing Emmerdale, but it just became really difficult being in Leeds and the children being in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought after a year of doing it, because they'd got storylines for me to marry Jimmy and, you know, they'd got a lot ahead. And I think Jack was ill once and he was about seven or... And I couldn't be there for him. Yeah. And Sam was on tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were left with this Bulgarian nanny. And I just thought, well, who am I doing this for?
Yeah.
What's more important, that I'm on the telly or that I'm there for my son? Mm-hmm. So I gave it up.
Oh, that must have been difficult, though, when you're doing a role that you absolutely love and you're torn between.
Well, if they're listening, I'm happy to go back now because they don't need me anymore.
We're organised now. They've grown up now. We'll send this podcast.
They're fine without me.
We'll send this to them so they've got some evidence and we'll get you back in Emmerdale as quick as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Do you look at your mum and would you like to, I don't know, maybe mirror part of her career, or do you have a totally different thing in mind of what you'd like to do, Lucy?
For me, music is the only way I can see myself going. I've been writing and recording for the last year over in Sweden with some amazing writers and producers. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of releasing now. So when that starts coming out, we'll see where that goes. But, you know, Mum is an amazing inspiration as someone who's had such a long career and is just such an amazing human being. Aww. As well. She's so lovely.
She's
so down to earth. She's just so normal.
I wish we'd have recorded this in time to put out for Mother's Day. This would have been a fabulous Mother's Day episode. So your music, tell me more about your music. What kind of style are you?
So it's kind of poppy, but there's like a little bit of soul in there as well. Mm. I'm quite small and quite quiet, but I've got quite a big voice when I sing.
Well, I'll come and see the panto. I'll be bringing the kids, so I'll get to see what
amazing.
You can do.
Yeah, I've got a song in the panto. So we've got about 25 songs now, so it's just we're in the process of whittling them all down and deciding which one is the first one and videos. So hopefully it'll be an exciting year for
hopefully
it.
Hopefully she'll have something out the end of the summer.
Fingers crossed.
That'd be nice.
If all goes to plan. But yes, it's very exciting.
So the whole family are in the industry.
Yeah.
Everybody under one
roof.
And
people say to me, you know, you must have, you know, nurtured them and pushed them into it. I did try to stop them. I mean, I gave them all the piano lessons and things like that, but Lucy'd been on tour with me and she'd been in the backstage, both of them, during panto rehearsals and in the dressing room up until the school age, you know.
You think that put them off?
Yeah, it didn't. It just honestly, and they've not gone into it with rose-tinted glasses. They know the ups and downs and the pitfalls and how disappointing it is when you don't get a job you've gone up for. And so they're going into it with their eyes open, but they just... It's in their blood, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and they're doing so well. You must be just so proud of them.
Oh, I am. I mean, honestly, we have like a games room at home and a full sound system with the karaoke. And they all get up and like, Jack sings like unbelievably.
He's incredible.
He is incredible
singer.
So
he's going to be a movie star that can also sing.
Yeah, they don't know he can sing. I said, did you sing when you were away at all? He went, no. I said, I want them to know you can sing. No, Mum, shut up. You know. So he sings, his girlfriend sings really well, Lucy sings, Sam sings. So we're on the nights there, I'd get away with it just about, in character, but I certainly wouldn't call myself a singer.
I want to come round to your house.
Oh, I got, honestly, it's like a full-on concert when we get in the games room and have a few drinks, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
And then I get up and think, oh, it can't be that hard. They all sound wonderful. And they video me because I'm so bad.
Ladies of Liverpool. Singing, dancing, it's all going on in your house. And does the Scouse dad, Sam Kane, rule the roast?
I think he thinks he does.
Yeah, I let him think he does. Yeah.
Scouse men like to think they do, don't they?
Yeah, no, do you know, he's a big softy, isn't he?
They all are. That's
really
the joke
is.
About it, yeah?
I mean, I just love Scouse. I mean, he's just so open and funny and loving and caring and he's got a very strong feminine side. He'll cry over things.
Yeah.
He's just the perfect man.
Who does he support? Is he into football?
Oh, Everton. Goodness me, Everton.
But there's a divide within his family because there's loads of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
So they've all got this like rivalry going on all the time.
So Derby Day, I imagine, must be a bit of a nightmare if he's ever home. for Derby Day.
Oh no, I think he steers clear because he's is it Stephen that's
I think so. Yeah.
Liverpool and he and Sam's
is that his brother.
Yeah, yeah. He's got seven brothers.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of seven brothers, and he's got two sisters as well. So it's a big family.
So how many blues in the family do you know?
I have no
idea.
Is it
equally divided, or
no,
is he like the only
think
blue?
So. I think he's
one of the few.
Yeah, I think there's two of them. I don't know which. I think it might be Stevens, the other Everton.
So how did you decide where you were going to move to? So you're in Llandud now. You're all loved up. You're on tour. Was it a conscious decision of we want to set up base down south?
Well, I think it's because he had no choice, really.
His job? Or you?
No, me.
Women, we make the decisions.
I'm not going
like
to leave
that,
my mum.
Yes, so you had to go down there to be with your mum.
And also, he was very rarely at home anyway in Liverpool because he was on ships and on tour with different shows. But he moved to London and then got Brookside. So he commuted from London to Liverpool.
Funny. Isn't that just crazy? The minute he moved away.
The minute he moved away.
Oh, well, we loved him on Brookside. He was just a delight. And then he went off to do his musical theatre thing. And he came to Liverpool, you'll know where it was. It Oklahoma or something like that?
Oh, he's Blood Brothers. Yeah. He's done so many musicals.
Yeah. There's always a buzz.
And he
when
came with our
back,
Benny.
You know.
He came with our Benny here.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, with Bernie Nolan, who's no longer with us.
Oh,
but,
yeah, of course. Yeah,
they were
that was
brilliant.
A big show here.
Yeah.
Hey Benny's just like iconic, isn't it, in Liverpool? Mm. There's Tuppence Across the Mersey and Hey Benny, they're like the big. You've got Blood Brothers.
I don't think you saw it,
Liz.
No,
I didn't see it.
Probably too young. But.
Does he still have his Scouse accent in any way, shape, or form?
We were saying this yesterday. When he's on the phone to his family, it becomes very strong. But I don't even hear it anymore. It's just Sam's voice.
Yeah.
But then my friends will come around and be like, "Oh God, your dad's got such an accent." And we just don't even hear it.
Just
now.
Oblivious because you hear it all the time.
I think it's quite a light accent now.
Yeah. Unless he's on the phone.
Unless he's with someone.
Unless he's talking about Everton.
Yeah.
Who is this new human being? That's not my dad.
Is the Scouse dad, Mr. Sam Kane, coming to watch the panto? He's
of
coming
course,
to support us.
Yeah, I think they're coming up the second weekend.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll spot him about. He might be about.
Oh, you will. No, I spot him in the audience because he got all the little heads along and then there's this big head up above someone else. So I do apologise to the person sitting behind him now.
So Chantelle, your theatre manager, we need to make sure she sits him at the back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, she has four seats at the back. She calls the Velvets, doesn't she? Let's put Sam Kane in the Velvets so he doesn't ruin the show for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully, guys, I'll come down, I'll see you. I'll be clapping on the front row with my kids.
Oh, brilliant.
And I'm looking forward to seeing the show. Linda, Lucy, thank you so much for being
thanks,
our ladies in Liverpool.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
How lovable are those two? Remember, if you want to go and see them in The Wizard of Oz, take the kids down all for free. Get yourself a family pass by following Ladies of Liverpool on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram and join the like and share competition. Also, mums, dads, parents, carers, if you want to get yourself down to Tumbletown, you can do. Good Friday, they've got loads of Easter crafts on. Easter Saturday, there's a big Easter party. And if you pop down Easter Monday, Mickey Mouse is going to be dishing out Easter eggs. Big thanks to Tumbletown, Norris Green. You can also find them on all the social media pages. We'll join you back next week. We've got a little delight in Billy Clements, our very own Ladies of Liverpool, who's taken herself off to Dubai to live her dream. Find out all about it next week on Ladies Liverpool.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.